From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Stock traders are back at it on Wall Street after a big drop yesterday, and in the first half hour, stocks are down, the Dow down about 20 points at last check. Investors worry about financial crises in Europe, and there's proposed financial regulation in the U.S. Stock analyst Alec Young of Standard & Poor's says if an overhaul bill affects bank profits in a big way,
the financial sector is a very big part of the market, and if we saw them take that kind of profit hit, obviously that would have a negative outlook on the profit outlook for the entire stock market.
NPR's Audie Cornish reports that the Senate's passage of the financial overhaul bill pushes the U.S. a step closer to the most sweeping rules changes for Wall Street since the 1930s.
Connecticut Senator and Banking Committee Chairman Chris Dodd said that the main goal of the legislation was restoring the public's confidence.
If they don't trust and have faith that these institutions are going to protect them to the maximum extent possible, then our economy is in deeper trouble than any particular statistic I can cite.
The legislation creates a new Office of National Insurance to monitor that industry and a Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to watch over mortgages, car loans, and other lending. The bill also tries to regulate hedge fund managers by having them register with banking regulators and rein in the derivatives market by bringing it onto a formal electronic trading system. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Iowa Senator Tom Harkin is promising changes to make sure the kind of tragedy with multiple deaths that occurred at a Massey Energy mine in West Virginia last month doesn't happen again. The head of Massey Energy continues to defend his company on Capitol Hill before Congress, as NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Company CEO Don Blankenship insisted his company is a model for safety.
We're constantly trying to enforce upon people how important we consider violations, how important we consider safety. We've invested tens of millions of dollars beyond the law.
Joe Maine heads the Federal Mine Safety Agency. At the same Senate hearing, he said recent surprise inspections at Massey Mines turned up bad safety problems.
We went to two of the mines, captured the phones, went underground, and found illegal conditions that is unbelievable in the 21st century.
A House committee holds a hearing Monday in West Virginia to hear from victims' family members. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
Thailand's Prime Minister Abhisit Vejjajiva says weeks of violent political protests are now quelled.
We have restored order in the capital of Bangkok and the provinces of Thailand. We have been able to do this with the cooperation of government officials, volunteers, and of course, the people of Thailand.
He says the work isn't done. He's promising to unite the Thai people, but he is not promising to dissolve parliament and call new elections, as protesters want. Once again, stocks down in the early half hour of trading, the Dow down about 8 points. This is NPR News. The Texas State Board of Education is scheduled to take a final vote today on new social studies standards. Nathan Bernier of member station KUT reports that if they're passed, the guidelines will be used in Texas classrooms for a decade. But it's unclear if they could affect textbooks elsewhere in the country.
A faction of social conservatives holds a majority of votes on the Texas State Board of Education. Critics say they are rewriting history in an effort to cast America in a more positive light. Rod Page was education secretary under George W. Bush, and he addressed the board this week.
My reading of the standards leaves me concerned about that it somewhat diminishes the history of slavery in the state of Texas and also in the United States of America.
Conservatives defend the standards, saying they are readjusting to years of liberal bias. Don McElroy is a Republican member of the board.
I say we're just putting it balanced. You know, it swings to the left, it swings back to the right. I think we swing it to the middle.
Texas will not order new social studies textbooks for at least 2 more years. For NPR News, I'm Nathan Bernier in Austin, Texas.
Remember the extended jobless benefits for long-term unemployed people that expired before Congress came up with a bill to extend them further? Well, there is movement. House and Senate leaders now say they have a deal to extend the benefits and for subsidies to help unemployed Americans buy health insurance through the COBRA program. Lawmakers are also ready to extend about 50 popular and expired tax cuts for a year. A sticking point, whether to cut Medicare payments to doctors by more than a fifth. The new deal delays those cuts 3 more years. House leaders plan a vote on the package today. The Senate may vote next week. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.